Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider responds to quiet on-set accusations, "I owe some people a strong apology." By David Ng on March 20, 2024. Once heralded as the Norman Lear of children's television by the New York Times, former Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider is now scrambling to save his reputation in the wake of the new docuseries Quiet on Set. The Dark Side of Kids TV, which explores allegations of child sexual abuse and other forms of misconduct in Hollywood. Dan Schneider responded to the Investigation Discovery docuseries on Tuesday, saying, "I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology." The docuseries alleges he oversaw toxic workplace conditions where young children were present, and he allegedly verbally abused the cast and crews of his shows. One accuser, a female writer on The Amanda Show, claims Schneider watched pornography on his computer at work and once told her that he would put one of her sketches in the show in return for a massage, a request that he allegedly made of other co-workers. Schneider spoke to the iCarly star known as Boog in a video interview that was obtained by The Hollywood Reporter. "Watching over the past two nights was very difficult. Me facing my past behaviors, some of which are embarrassing and that I regret, and I definitely owe some people a pretty strong apology," he said. Watch below. When asked about the massages, Schneider said, "It was wrong. It was wrong that I ever put anybody in that position. It was a wrong thing to do. I'd never do it today. I'm embarrassed that I did it then. I apologize to anybody that I ever put in that situation." Later he added, "When I watched the show, I could see the hurt in some people's eyes and it made me feel awful and regretful and sorry. I wish I could go back, especially to those earlier years of my career, and bring the growth and the experience that I have now and just do a better job and never, ever feel like it was okay to be an asshole to anyone, ever." As one of Nickelodeon's top producers, Schneider oversaw several hit shows including iCarly, The Amanda Show, and Drake and Josh. Quiet on Set explores the dark side of children's entertainment in Hollywood, especially at Nickelodeon. The docuseries spends significant time on former teen star Drake Bell, who has claimed he was sexually abused as a minor by convicted sex offender and former dialogue coach Brian Peck during the making of the network's Drake and Josh. Bell sued Peck in 2004 under a pseudonym. His identity has only been revealed in the docuseries. Peck was convicted and sentenced to 16 months in prison. Paramount-owned Nickelodeon issued a statement last week saying, "We are dismayed and saddened." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.